Hello, this is a delayed dogcast. You might be able to tell from the lack of background noise that I'm not out walking the dog, and the reason for the delay was the torrential weather out there. Now, if you're a dog owner, you'll know that owning a dog means you can't get away with choosing the weather you go out in. So I've been out, got absolutely, utterly drenched. But this morning, when I was in the shower before the dog walk, I had all sorts of ideas I wanted to put in a dogcast. But there was no way I was going to get my phone out in that deluge, because I don't think it would have survived. So it stayed firmly in its waterproof pocket in my jacket. So here I am, delayed dogcast. Couple of things I wanted to talk about. Yesterday, I met a woman who I was giving her some social media advice, and she'd just left a career of over 20 years in banking to go freelance. And she was a bit terrified. She had just bought the previous day her first ever mobile phone. Never owned one before. Never saw the reason to have one. And one of the things that really scared her was the fact that she no longer was in an organisation where all her IT needs were taken care of. She'd actually had to buy a laptop and set it up for herself, or get one of her relatives to set up, I think she did, because she'd never done anything like that before. And I think one of the things that says to me is that people are treated like children when it comes to technology. I think if you're really into technology, like I am, and like a lot of people I know are, you really want to know what it does, and it's yours, and you want to own it. But I come across people all the time who their technology is a computer which sits on their desk and which is looked after by somebody else, and which other people use, and they don't have any ownership over it. And I think in this age where technology is so essential to our communication and the way we do business, people need to own their own devices. They need to know how they work. You know, not everything. They don't need to be able to take it apart and work out how the little bits go together. But they need to have some sort of ownership over it. It needs to be theirs. And I don't know if you're like me, I get really twitchy when somebody borrows one of my devices and starts using it. And that's because it's my communication device, and it's the way I communicate. And I start to think, well, what are they doing? How are they going to use it? It might just be me. But I think there's an issue there about ownership of technology and wanting to own it and wanting to make good use of it. And the second point that this brought up to me was the fact that she said that in all her time in the bank, nobody had access to social media at all. And it was seen that if they were given access to social media, they'd waste their time. And again, I came up with my normal line on that with, well, that's a management issue. If somebody stared out the window all day, you would take action against them. If somebody spent all their day on Facebook talking to their relatives, you'd do something about that. But actually giving people access to social media, in my point of view, enables them to represent the organisation in the external world, and for the organisation to be seen as a collection of human beings, which is much better than being seen as a inanimate corporate entity. And to me, it's like saying, well, we won't give you a telephone because you might spend all day talking to your mother. Or we won't give you a pair of shoes because you might go outside and not come back. You know, these tools are essential in this day and age. So companies and organisations, please stop blocking them. Please manage the process properly. And part of the issue here is that if people are not given access to technology in the workplace, they start to think that it's all a bit naughty and it's something that they shouldn't be using. And I think that's very damaging. And just finally, my final point in what has turned into a little bit of a ramble. While I was walking the dog, the one bit of technology I did risk in the rain was listening to the radio on my headphones, and I was listening to Radio 4 Today programme. And there was a story about a woman who had been kidnapped 10 years ago, I think it was, and had now made contact with her family and had been rescued. And all this came about because she'd made contact with her sister on Facebook. It's nice to see the mainstream media running a positive story about social media for once. It happens all too infrequently because I think the mainstream media are threatened by social media, and therefore they're very, very quick to jump on the negative stories. But there's a positive story. People in difficult circumstances can find help and can find each other. using tools like Facebook. Isn't that a positive note to end on? Okay, so this has been an unusual dogcast, but I know some people like it. So we'll be back again sometime soon.